And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 29th. This week in 1963, the Rolling Stones began their first tour, and that was in support of the Everly Brothers, Little Richard, and Bo Diddley in England this week. The O Susanna TV show, also known as the Gale Storm Show, debuted this week in 1956. James Dean died at the age of 24 in a California car crash. John Lennon was awarded a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1988. In 1965, Donovan made his U.S. TV debut on Shindig. Curtis Mayfield left the Impressions this week in 1970 and started a solo career. Barbra Streisand signed with Columbia Records this week in 1962. In 1998, John Fogerty got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Beatles' Hard Day's Night movie premiered in Prague, Czechoslovakia, this week in 1964, and it became the very first Western pop culture film to be seen behind what was the Iron Curtain at the time. Speaking of the Beatles, Abbey Road released this week 50 years ago, in 1969. Elvis Presley's body moved from a Memphis cemetery to the Meditation Garden at Graceland after a plot was foiled to steal the body. This week in 1977. Manfred Mann became the first Western rock band to play behind the Iron Curtain in Prague, Czechoslovakia, this week, 1965. The Everly Brothers received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1986. Soul Train TV show premiered in national syndication this week in 1971 with guests Gladys Knight and The Honeycomb. Ben Casey with would-be singer Vince Everett premiered this week on television in 1961. It lasted for 5 seasons. The first single released on Phil Spector's Phillies Records was There's No Other Like My Baby by the Crystals this week in 1961. The posthumous John Lennon documentary film Imagine premiered this week in Hollywood, California in 1988. The Concert for George, the film of the George Harrison tribute show, opened this week in 2003. The first Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet TV show with little son Ricky began a 14-year run on television this week in 1952. Another big debut, the Mickey Mouse Club with Annette, debuted this week in 1955. The Pat Boone Chevy Showroom TV show lasted 2 years, debuting this week in 1957. In 1963, Eric Clapton joined the Yardbirds at a performance at the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond, England. Roger Miller inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1996. The first Beatles single released in the UK this week in 1962, it was Love Me Do, backed with P.S. I Love You. The Twilight Zone TV show debuted this week in 1959. The Elvin Show with the Chipmunks premiered this week in 1961. It lasted one season in prime time and then reruns on Saturday mornings for 3 more years. Paul Anka's movie Girls Town opened this week in 1959. And in 1982, Roy Orbison's cable TV special, A Black and White Night, was filmed with Bruce Springsteen, Jackson Browne, and many other tremendously talented artists. In the studio, Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded Maybe Baby in 57. Little Anthony and the Imperials cut Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop in 1959, and Anthony was quoted as saying the song was stupid. Little Anthony recorded the song The Diary, a song that was written by Neil Sedaka, and Neil was so unhappy with the recording of his song that he decided to make it his own first single. Connie Francis recorded Who's Sorry Now in 1957, and in 61, Neil Sedaka back in the studio recording Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. Birthdays, Jerry Lee Lewis is 75. Tommy Boyce from Boyce and Hart is born this week, 1944. Mike Post is 75. Frankie Lyman, born in 42. Johnny Mathis turns 84. Marilyn McCoo Davis from the Fifth Dimension is 76. Scott McKenzie, born in 1939. Mariska Verez, the lead singer of Shocking Blue, born this week in 1947. Richard Harris, born in 33. Donny Hathaway, born in 1945. Charles Randolph Green, who composed Quentin's theme, born this week, 1913. Don McLean is 74. David Somerville from the Diamonds, born in 1933. Chubby Checker is 78. Eddie Cochran, born in 38. Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac is 69. Alan O'Day, born in 1940. Leroy Van Dyke is 90. Steve Miller, 76. Carlo Mastrangelo from the Belmonts, born 1937. the late Mrs. Elva Hines, known as Mrs. Miller, born this week in 1907. Bill Dana, also known as Jose Jimenez, born in 1924. B.W. Stevenson, born in 49. And the late Perky Lee Moses, the lead singer from the Eldorados, born this week in 1937. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 29th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.